finding of our report is that there's been a very troubling uptick of human rights abuses in the aftermath of a failed coup attempt in the West African nation of Gambia, which happened on December 30. Thereafter, we have found that upwards of 27 individuals believed to be family members and alleged associates of the coup plotters have been detained without charge and held incommunicado in Gambia's notoriously awful prison system. Putting this in the context, though, the report also documents over 15 years' worth of horrendous human rights abuses that have occurred under President Yahya Jammeh since he came to power via military coup himself in 1994.
What you are reporting on, many people will say this has been going on for a long time. Why did you now decide to put out this report?
You are correct. This has been going on for much too long, and the timing of the report, like I said, is, you know, during this ongoing and seemingly escalating crisis in the country. The December 30th failed coup attempt was the eighth such attempt in the past 20 years. So clearly, to my mind, the status quo in the Gambia is unsustainable. And by releasing the report now, when we did, we're really urging the United States, as well as the United Nations and the African Union, to be more proactively involved in a clearly deteriorating human rights situation, which has been, you know, taking place, as you mentioned, over the past two decades, but has clearly risen to a level where the status quo is no longer acceptable.
What can the United States do?
The United States in particular can act by doing a number of things. Number one, they can provide travel restrictions for President Jammeh, his inner circle, and members of the military and security forces who have been complicit in ordered human rights abuses. This would include visa bans and travel restrictions. Secondly, the United States can explore the option of freezing President Jammeh's assets. As many people are aware, he owns a $3.5 million mansion here in the United States, not very far from Washington, D.C. and Potomac, Maryland. And third, I think the U.S. should review all foreign assistance to the Gambia, especially assistance relating to the military, which accounts for upwards of $1 million a year.
In reality, you are calling for some sort of sanctions against the Gambian government.
Absolutely. Action needs to be taken. As you mentioned in your introduction, we have allowed, and when I say we, I mean the international community, we have allowed this unbelievable repression to happen right underneath our noses for the past two decades, and the time has come to act and to do something. If you look at any independent monitoring of the situation in the Gambia, it regularly, on a yearly basis, registers as one of the worst in all of Africa. Jammeh's Gambia is routinely at the very bottom in terms of respect for human rights, in terms of good governance, which there is none, and in terms of basic fundamental respect for civil liberties and political rights that we are all entitled to as a matter of being human.